Diane.
Oi.
Aloha. Peter. I'm back. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Tina.
Okay, I'm trying to get back in.
I'm trying to too. I'm just gosh darn this computer. Oh, I see. Okay. Can you see me now?
I'm on the phone.
Okay. Yes.
I'm back on. Where are you, Hina?
I'm trying to get back in. Hang on. Tell everybody hang on.
Hang on, everyone. We're...
How can I get back in? What do I click?
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Shoot.
Wow. How are you doing, cuz?
Diane, this is Mahia Lenny. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you, but how do I put my screen back on?
Oh, God. Don't ask me. I'm the last
screen. Now it's like, where did it go?
Oh, God. I have a fast question for you. I heard you say you have the Queen's diary, so you don't need a copy then, because I ordered.
No, I do need a copy.
Okay.
I just someone just sent me the quotes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Should be in next week.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I put in my order already.
Oh, okay. From the UH. I can get it. I can get it.
Oh, no. I got it. I got it. I got the order in already. So, no problem.
Can you see me by chance?
I can see you in the little guy. I only have one. My big screen is the puka from the church. Everybody else is on the little screens.
My God. I hid myself, so I don't know how to unhide myself.
Diane, go to the top right, where it says speaker view.
I can see you, Diane.
And oh, you see me?
I can see you.
Okay. Okay. Mahalo.
Okay. Mahalo, Vice Chair.
Hi.
Council members, roll call. Kali.
Hi.
Chuck.
Hi.
Mana.
Yo.
Okay.
Kali is here. Yo.
Mahalo. Okay. We... Yeah.
Item G, Elmer.
Yes, one moment. I'm just pulling it up. Okay, is Kaili Kole available?
This is Leslie again. I call him my, but no, he's not on. And so let's continue on to H, if you don't mind. Mahalo.
Olamua kako ya item H, Carolyn Donna, ke alona pua Norman, and ohana names as attached. Descendancy recognition application to skeletal remains located at Kawaiahao Church, 957 Punchbowl Street, Pua Honolulu Moko Kona, Aino Ahune, TMK, Kahi, Lua Kahi Ole Kolulua, Kahi Hiku. Okay. Either Regina or Leslie, I do not have the articulation in front of me. It's usually done in two increments. First, this one for the agenda, and then you have one separate one dedicated to the individual before council for consideration.
Hola. Yeah.
Oh, hui.
Aloha.
Aloha, Auli'i.
What exactly is this recognition? Regina or Leslie, could you please clarify this recognition?
Hi, this is Regina.
Yes, Regina.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, aloha. This is Regina again. I think the application is for, or it's a clarification as to the applicant's recognition. I think that was what we're trying to clarify on our end, and then also on Kiala's end, what the recommendation from Shifty was. Because back when we initially got the application, I want to say it was like probably in 2017. At that time, we had made a recommendation for cultural descendancy recognition consistent with all of our prior recognitions. Same kind of situation in which you know, we have a descendant that has clearly demonstrated genealogical connection to certain kupuna who were buried within Kwaiha'o Church Cemetery that was impacted during the project for the multi-purpose building renovation project. But because we couldn't ascertain exactly which sets of skeletal remains went with the specific kupuna, we recommended cultural descendancy recognition. And I cannot recall, Akalamai, to everyone, I cannot recall if the OIBC formally took an action on this or if it was deferred for a while. I just don't have the depth of memory for that at this time.
Mahalo. I believe this was a time, Te'ala, maybe you might recall, I believe I was temporarily off on my 1 year hiatus on the council.
Oh, Auli'i is going to say something.
I just thought, I think I just started or something.
I can't recall that we were recognized as cultural. I'm not asking to remove us as lineal descendants, but we're asking cultural descendancy to the rest of the kupuna there, which we have demonstrated to Shifty that we do in fact have ties culturally as well as lineal. So today we're asking cultural descendancy recognition for the rest of the kupuna there that were disinterred.
Okay, so before us today then, Regina, our formal action.
Kalamai, can you repeat that, Hina? Okay, I was thinking when you were talking,
So the formal action that the Shifty is placing before the council today is to...
It's for what Kiala was requesting, cultural descendancy recognition for the kupuna who are on, who are impacted by the Kwaiha'o Church multi-purpose building renovation project. And I would say as she and her ohana are already recognized as lineal descendants, that there should be no difficulty moving forward with the cultural descendancy recognition for the remainder. But it might be a matter of semantics. I'm not quite sure if Hale Aloha is still on the call. This is not something that I had really considered in the forefront of my mind, I guess.
Okay, so wait, this is what's getting me, because we gave her, she's seeking recognition to the...
To the rest of the kupuna. We already recognized lineal to David Kanuha, Mary Kamaka, and Esther Holstein. Oh. We are seeking cultural recognition for the rest of the kupuna.
I see. All right.
Which we have demonstrated to Shifty that we do in fact have ties to them.
Okay. All right. Mahalo. I do not have any questions of you, and I believe that as an current recognized descendant, this is a matter of formality and process. Council members?
Oh, okay.
Anyone else, council members? Okay, seeing as none, chair, we're entertain a motion.
I make a motion that the OIBC afford cultural descendancy for the rest of the Kupuna who have been impacted at Kwai Hau Church to Carolyn, Donna, Kiala Upuna, Kiala Onapuna, Norman, and Kupuna's cultural descendancy recognition to Kwai Hau Church, Honolulu Ahupua'a, Kona District, Island of Oahu, TMK 121 032 17.
Ikala mai.
Hi.
Ina, are you going to ask the community for mana'o?
Oh yes.
Ikala mai.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Please, community.
It's 2:00.
Community input.
Okay. If I may.
Yes.
I respectfully pu'e this recognition.
What was that?
I pu'e. I oppose it.
Would you care to articulate, or is that sufficient?
Sufficient for now.
Mahalo.
Madam Chair.
Mahalo.
Yes. Consistent with what we have done in the past, Waiha'o Church has no problems. And Kako'o, the request for cultural recognition to the rest of the kupuna impacted by the project.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Any further comment or? Yes, hale aloha.
Yes, so again, the SHPD staff in its review of the claim is limited to the records submitted by the applicant on whether they have ohana that lives in that area that could be related to the Iwi that do not currently have recognized lineal descendants. So same standard, same, but the previous applicant, Ms. Coelho, you guys inquired as to her motivations. For purposes of consistency, I think you should make the same inquiry here.
Okay. Anything further, hale aloha?
No. To ask that question, so that the idea is that you treat everyone that comes before you the same, who make lineal or cultural descendant claims. You have SHPD review their documentation. SHPD makes its review, and then you guys take it under consideration, as you had stated, what your practice is to gauge the motivation of the applicant to make sure that hopefully. You know, their goal is to malama the Iwi. And that's part of your the OIBC consideration of lineal or cultural descendant claims. The only problem I have with this, and it's not just this one, it's actually all of them, is I'm not sure why the AGs don't point out that when you post notice, I think you have to be a little bit more clear. When you then just saying a descendancy claim, because normally an applicant has to indicate, are they submitting a lineal descendant claim or a cultural descendant claim? If it's a lineal descendant and they don't meet the threshold, and it's changed to cultural descendant claim, then the council makes its decision. But the notice is. As I'm looking at the entire agenda, they don't give, you know, the point of the notice is to give the general public a good idea of what's going to be discussed. So I'm not sure, because in the past, I thought, like with mine, it said lineal descendant claim recognition. You know, it's specific. But in all of these, not just this one, but the previous ones, it doesn't indicate that. And I don't know if I could, if we could get clarification from Regina and staff on, is that the way the AGs want it handled? So that, you know, they can go either way with it, because it seems to not meet the threshold requirement when you post notice with the Lieutenant Governor's office, that it's supposed to give the general public a good idea of what the topic is that's going to be discussed. And so when I look at that, I want to know, is this a linear descendant claim or a cultural descendant claim? But you cannot tell based on the notice, which just says descendancy claim.
And Kali Aloha, mahalo for that, because I've noticed that too. The past few meetings, we have not seen that on these agendas, whether they're cultural or lineal. We're asking for it every time. I did get that, so thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, mahalo. Yeah.
Not just this meeting, others as well, the past.
I believe we removed it because when we did make the it was for the Kwaiha'o Church, and someone came forward for a cultural descendancy recognition, and the council instead voted lineal descendancy recognition. And when we did that, I mean, we had a conflict of, because it was on the agenda for cultural descendancy recognition. So instead, what we opted to do is just say descendancy recognition and have it either be a cultural lineal decision made during the council meeting. I think that occurred like about 6 months ago or so.
I noticed that change. I don't know if it was 6 months ago, but I agree with Holly Aloha. Mm-hmm. The item on the agenda should say request for lineal descendancy action taken by the SHPD. But I agree, it should say in the thing that, okay, the original
request
was for this. And I've been concerned a lot over the last several months.
I have too.
Yes, and I, notwithstanding a response from, I direct this to Regina, but my guess is that because of the kind of actions that we've taken where SHPD made the recommendation to deny lineal descendancy and instead offer cultural level recognition, I believe that by listing it a little bit more generally, saying that it is for this for recognition of descendancy, that it leaves us a little bit more leeway. That way it gets agendized, but as a matter of procedure, we may not have to require the applicant to wait and come back because it needs to be agendized differently. Regina, is my guess correct?
Yeah, aloha, this is Regina. Yes, we have received a kind of direction and advisement from our Deputy Attorney Generals and also from my supervisor that listing it more generally will allow for greater discretion at the on behalf of the council following the SHPD's recommendation. However, everyone's comments are duly noted. We have in the past been very specific about the way we have listed our descendancy recognition recommendations. And in the past, when I've done it that way, I have been told you probably shouldn't do it that way. So, I was like, okay, so which one do I do? And I also along those lines, I have also seen cultural / lineal descendancy recognition listed as an agenda item, which I think sometimes might provide or be more confusing, because then it's like one or the other. And in every case, it is one or the other. It cannot be both, yeah? But we're still kind of receiving direction and advisement in both ways to list it generally, because listing it specifically might, like you're saying, Hina, land the applicant and the OIBC in a situation where the specific recommendation or the specific listing on the agenda cannot be addressed at the council meeting. So we're still in that weird gray area where it's not certain if it should be specifically listed or more generally listed. So for the time being, we've been advised to list more generally.
That is consistent with my analysis of why that was done. I know that I too did notice that the articulation of descendancy level was somewhat muted to become just recognition. And I can appreciate that because then it allows us the freedom to do what we have done. I think it's beneficial for both council and for the applicant in case the council felt it necessary to act on behalf of the applicant. I would like to, I'll ask our council members for us to maintain our consistency in what we've asked, and let us pose the question back to Keala Norman. If we could ask Keala, thank you for being patient. Please state your the reason why you wish to now receive cultural recognition to the rest of the Iwi Kupuna that you're coming forward for today.
Mahalo, Hina. Mahalo. Yes, you know, being practitioners, cultural practitioners for the past 20 years, our ohana and I, we ask the council to recognize us as cultural descendants to the rest of the kupuna there at Kauai Aha'o so that we may malama them. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Council members, further questions?
I have a comment if there are no questions.
Council members?
I just have a quick mana'o, just since the word consistency has been brought up in the last few minutes. If you recall, a couple of years ago, Auntie Diane Fitzsimmons, and sorry to be dropping your name, Auntie, came forward with a long list of her Ohana members seeking cultural recognition. And the council told her that all of the adults on that list should apply on their own and speak on their own behalf. So I just want to say, as a matter of consistency, Auntie Diane Fitzsimmons came back for months after months to get clarification for her seeking culture recognition for her and the other members of her family. I think if this was a lineal descendancy claim, I would be more than happy myself to kako'o, being that they're seeking recognition to a specific individual, and that individual is on their mo'oku auhau, so who am I to question that? But being that they are seeking culture recognition, I think it's only fair that all applicants be held to the same standards that we have held other cultural descendants in the recent past. As to we made the Kinimaka Ohana all come forward separately under their own recognition applications. And we made them all speak on their own behalf. If you remember Kumuhula Kapu from Kauai, her and her sisters flew here especially for our Barrel Council meeting. Now that's all I wanted to share. Mahalo.
I wanted to also say that I believe the reason why Hina asked Diane to come forward and have her family come forward is because they are new to this kuleana. So if you're speaking on matter of consistency, I believe my Auntie Kaonohi has come forward to this burial council asking recognition for the, all of her family, which were not required to stand as long as, and I believe Hina, you have also told me this, that as long as someone who represents our ohana, that would suffice. And so that is what I am standing on today.
Well, I respectfully disagree.
Mahalo.
Chair. Okay, so let me chime in here. Yeah, so basically, we all of us, Kinimaka, like even Ainalani and Victoria are both Nubo, and they each applied on their own. So each one of us applied on their own. And the way with doing like technology and Zoom, there's no reason why the other members of the family cannot apply on their own. And the bottom line is that because we couldn't pinpoint our kupuna at the time. We were granted cultural descendancy. And then as time went on, we were able to find our kupuna, the exact Ibi kupuna, the bones of our ancestors. Then we applied for lineal descendancy. So that's why we're both, but we were cultural descendants first. And basically I did apply with my daughter, but I did not apply for my sister, my sister's kids, my cousin's kids, and the whole extended family.
Well, like I said, Hina, if you're talking consistency, then we're following what has been done in the past 20 years at this, maybe not this particular OIBC, because it seems like a lot has changed, but then not really, because when my auntie Ka'onohi was alive and she came forward to have her family, her entire ohana recognized, not all of them were in attendance, and I'm following that precedent. So. That is why today I am seeking recognition, cultural recognition, for all of the listed ohana.
Mahalo.
Madam Chair, this Bill Howell speaking.
Yes.
It's always been my understanding, and thank you, Regina, for sharing this. You know, it's been my understanding for the past 10 plus years that I've been involved in consultation process, but you know, cultural and lineal, the main difference between the two is whether or not they lineal has a direct kuleana with identified Ivi within the project. However, like the cultural descendants, they still have participatory privileges like the cultural. And so I was amazed where more recently we seemed to be granting both, when I do not believe the administrative rules gave both recognition. In other words, if you recognize the lineal, you still have the same participatory privileges as a cultural to speak on any other graves that are within the project site. However, unlike the cultural recognized descendants, you have a higher kuleana for specific burial finds. So that's where the separation is. And so therefore, as I understood it, the dual recognition was not necessary. But I, Kwakobo, Norman Ohana, just in case this council or even this department decides to give separate kuleana, we have opposed, because of those many other reasons, we have opposed the lineal standard that was utilized. However, we do, in that opposition, we have never opposed full participation to anyone that might have kuleana to any of the graves within our cemetery. So I just wanted to clarify why the church supported the cultural recognition, because it is what it is, as it has been when the standards seem to change, you know, in the past couple of years. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Madam Chair, may I?
Please, hale aloha.
Yeah, I just want to build on what Bill said, which I thought was really good. The descendant is connecting themselves to a specific person. But that also means that the lineal descendant has far greater say over the treatment of that individual. That is not the same with a cultural descendant. Cultural descendant has the ability to make recommendations with regard to the burials, but they don't have the same authority as a lineal descendant. So that's the key difference. But when I asked the question about asking what the motivation was, in becoming, where you're already recognized lineal descendant, why would you be requesting culture descent? If the idea is to, you know, Malama the Evi, that's true for all the cultural descendants. I feel like there's like a numbers game going on here. I have more requests, therefore somehow I have more say. No, if you're lineal descendants of individuals, that can be X amount, as long as you can demonstrate you're directly connected to them, and you speak for them. With regard to cultural descent, the idea was, you know, that's for folks who cannot demonstrate lineal descent, but they can indicate, they can prove that their ohana is from this area and are likely related to the folks buried there, and therefore they're accepting the kuleana, as Kamuela had discussed earlier, of caring for the kupuna. So that's more of an acceptance of responsibility, whereas a lineal descendant is someone who's accepting not just responsibility, but authority. That's why one of the preservation criteria is where recognized lineal descendants request preservation in place. Because now, once they get that recognition, they're at a way higher level. The law doesn't say where cultural descendants request preservation in place, it's where lineal descendants do. So that's the key difference, building on what Bill said, which I completely agree with. Thank you.
Mahalo. Kali?
I think I was the one that mentioned consistency. And I don't, this is a question, I don't think we've faced this before, right? In many ways,
no,
it was unprecedented. And I don't think we've had faced this where we've had lineal for one set and then cultural for the rest, right? So this is a new thing for us, I'm thinking. Unless, correct me if I'm wrong. That's my question.
Yeah, for me.
Well, and then I would add, I'm not to Ale Aloha's point, I'm not sure what, it seems moot to me, like if you're already lineal, then I would think logically that would extend culturally, but I'm not sure, but I think
okay.
We haven't faced that, but I'm assuming it's kind of just a doubling up of something that's already there or something like that. I don't know.
So to address those questions, it is apparent according to the other or last month's OIBC meeting that recognized cultural descendants are the only ones who can speak on behalf of the Ibi Kupuna that have had no one come forward on their behalf. And apparently this OIBC acknowledges that. So during that time, my ohana and I have done our research and have shown that we do in fact have ties to the kupuna there that have been disinterred. And so that's why we're coming forward as cultural descendants so that we can also speak on their behalf as well as speak on David Kanuha, Mary Kamaka, and Esther Holstein.
Speaking on behalf is different. It's not the same when you're a cultural descendant because you get other cultural descendants. Right. Is everybody's input is the same. SHPD is the decision maker. Versus which, you have way more weight to your perspective. So yeah, I agree with what you're saying, Karen.
So okay, look. Please, if you would, you said that we have demonstrated that we are only listening to cultural descendants and...
Okay. So last month, I did speak up on behalf of David Kanuha, Mary Kamaka, Esther Holstein, as well as for the rest of the Ibi Kupuna that were disinterred there at Kauai Ha'o, that they are not to be moved from the grounds of Kauai Ha'o. And yet we had other individuals come forward, Kala'i being one and Kalihua being another, saying that they are cultural descendants and they want to take possession of the Iwi Kupuna. So, and the OIBC voted on their behalf last month. So now my Ohana and I want to come forward to be a voice for those Iwi Kupuna as well.
I see. Mahalo.
Are you saying that last month we voted to allow cultural descendants to take Iwi Kupuna away?
Yes.
That was one of the recommendations.
Yeah, but I don't recall us taking a vote on that. Did we actually vote on that?
I believe so. I think Kamana'o made a motion to to allow them to take possession.
I don't recall that happening.
Chuck, if you look in the PowerPoint, it lists the recommendations that she's referring to. That's one of them.
Oh, yeah. No, I recognize that, but I just don't recall us voting on that recommendation.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'll leave that to you guys.
I know it was one of your recommendations. So.
You did vote on it, Chuck. I remember. Folks voted on everything in favor of everything that we brought forward. That's why we were so happy. We were very happy because you folks voted in favor of everything we asked for. And so now that Kiala has explained why she wants to come forward as a cultural descendant, because she doesn't want any of those kupuna removed from the basement of the church, that is why I ku'e her recognition, because we are at a disagreement as to who would be the best to malama our kupuna and all of these unidentified kupuna. It is not the church. They've been in the church basement for over 10 years. They don't belong in the church basement, so which is why we asked to take possession of them, and we will malama them. So that would be my reason for why I oppose her recognition. Thank you.
And as I stated, I didn't say, I said to not leave the grounds of Kawaiaha'o. So just to be clear. And my Ohana and I have also demonstrated years of being cultural practitioners to malama na Iwi Kupuna. There is no other reason other than to take care of our kupuna that we are asking for recognition.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm saying is that as long as you support them being on the grounds of Kauai Ha'o, I disagree. Okay, so
so this is the confusing part, because to reinter and preserve in place would mean going back to Kauai Ha'o. I'm saying don't let them leave the grounds of Kauai Ha'o. Now, where they are put during the time of curation on the grounds of Kauai Ha'o, I have no problems or issue with that. My Ohana and I, Auntie Ka'anohi, has always been the position to not have our Iwi Kupuna leave the grounds that they were disturbed and desecrated. And to take our kupuna away from there, for my Ohana and Auntie Ka'anohi as well, that was heva. Okay, now if, say for instance, Hale Aloha wants to take possession of his kupuna and take her home, that is his kuleana. That's up to him. But I am saying for my kupuna that I am being recognized for, and I have proven to Shifty that we in fact have ties to those kupuna that have no lineal descendants. We do in fact have ties to them, and I, my Ohana and I want to be a voice as well when it comes to their care.
Okay, understood.
Just real quick, she's quoting stuff that Auntie Ka'anohi may or may not have done, and I believe otherwise. I have proof otherwise.
You know what? I'm related to her. I've been fighting her for the past 20 years. You're not related to us. Never, ever was.
To, move this to next month meeting. Motion to defer to next month.
No, I would like a determination according to SHPTI's recommendation for cultural descendancy. Mana has consistently shown bias against my Ohana.
Motion.
And he is acting contrary to his position, as well as he should not be in this position because
Chair,
of
a motion to defer.
So I ask him not to be a part of this process.
I'll second that motion.
Motion to defer. Motion to defer.
I'll second.
I would. Okay.
I'm all for hearing this descendancy claim. I guess just a few points of clarification. I just want to point out again, as my mom expressed, you see different opinions as far as how Kupuna will be cared for in the interim until we are able to Kanu again, which is what I believe is all of our goals here, is to maintain Kupuna preserved in place, to have them buried or reburied in place and whatnot, but to maintain that peace for them with no building on top of them. The decision that the OIBC made at the last meeting as far as the recommendation to allow descendants to take their kupuna if they so choose or to not take that kupuna, I just wanted to clarify, does that mean the decision then lies with the descendants, not with the OIBC? If I am hearing this right, I think maybe that might be one area where there might be some confusion. Okay. So, thank you for clarifying that. And so I guess see a lot of that discussion is maybe taking place outside whatever disagreements descendants may have with each other. We can save that conversation for outside, however that goes. But otherwise, I just want to echo the mana'o to leave kupuna where they are for those who want to stay there or who whatever families want to stay there, and that any who have claims to kupuna that want them to, that kupuna want them to move, and that also, more importantly, what I want above all else is just for all of this to end, for us to be able to get kupuna back and preserved in place, no building on top of them.
Yeah.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
There was a motion and it was seconded.
I would
chair.
One moment. I would request that if such a motion were to be made, that it would be better made from another council member. However, I would like to say this, that here is yet another situation where we are faced with an individual and their family coming forward for recognition. They already hold lineal descendancy recognition, specific Ibi Kupuna, which affords a very weighty voice. But there is nothing, at least what I understand, there's nothing that precludes them from coming forward to gain cultural level recognition to other Ibi Kupuna. Although we don't normally see this. And I know that it is because there is a disagreement in terms of the treatment of the Ibi Kupuna. So let's just step aside for a moment. I'll tell you how I personally feel about this situation, to give you insight as to why I'm saying what I'm saying. Personally, taking on the Ibi Kupuna to Malama in my house or a specific area where I'm going to have to be responsible for would probably be more than what I would be able to do. And therefore, someone like me would say, no, I don't think I want to have that responsibility. That's one thing. But I do know that from a cultural perspective, it is well within the purview of somebody who is coming forward to say, I am the lineal descendant of so-and-so. I demonstrate it. I proved it. And therefore, I assume this responsibility. And inconsistency with what this council has done and demonstrated, that we do our best to support the wishes of the descendants. In my analysis, it's not a wrong thing or a bad thing to say, I would want this kuleana. However, that's an even more steep kuleana, because it exercises this process to the fullest. With that said, yes, I was one of the ones who most vehemently advocated for your ability to take possession of the kupuna from the perspective that it was invoking the full scope of becoming a descendant. In a subsequent meeting with our AG, our deputy AG pointed out that, yeah, that may be what we advocated for, but our attorney general advises against that because someone else could come forward, and I believe that's what we're seeing in this case. Someone else can come forward and challenge the body of descendants who want to remove the kupuna from their current holding place and challenge you to say, no, you will not remove the kupuna from their current resting place. And yes, that's exactly what we see here. So our attorney general advice was that they would not back up that kind of action on behalf of this discussion. As the one, however, who I take accountability for being a strong advocate for you to do that. Now, I did not anticipate that there would be dissension amongst you, and I would have hoped that there would be less of a divide between you. And I'm sorry if my advocacy as your Kona representative and chair does not create that environment.
Chair, may I real quick interject?
Please go ahead.
The problem with the AG's view is that therefore they're allowing something to happen that the rules do not authorize. Yeah, there's no rule that says the church can privately curate. But there is a rule that says that upon request, lineal and cultural descendants can take possession. So they're foregoing what's allowed in favor of what's not. That's the problem. And for me, in Arohana, you say, I don't see that as a problem if a family comes along later and says, oh, we're also descendants of Mary. That's my Ohana. That's for us to work out.
Right.
There's no pilikia in that. That's, families do it all the time. Okay, why did you guys take possession? Because we're concerned. Control of the kupuna is the best way I can protect them. That's part of my healing. Knowing I can sleep at night. There's not going to be an accidental fire. There's not going to be somebody broke in. There's not going to be, oops, we had them cremated. So if you trace the history of this case, when Evie were relocated by the church previously, in one instance where the reburial site where they were taking them to wasn't large enough, they did cremate the remains. They did. Save space. Church was sued by lineal descendants and held responsible for that. Knowing this history makes me very uncomfortable. And so this is not a situation of, oh, that's kind of ironic because they're going to get buried on the, if they're buried in the ground, I'm not worried because they're in the ground. But if they're movable in the basement, anything can happen. And so I'm glad people recognize that, you know, as a recognized lineal descendant, my family has the right to say, we want to take possession. For the protection of our kupuna and for our own well-being, knowing that Tutu is in our care till it's time to put her down. Then there's no interference, because I wouldn't be able to live with myself if we show up at one of these meetings and they go, oh, sorry, flooding in the basement. Something happens. They're out of the ground. One of the things, my kumu, one of his main lessons is that nothing good comes from disturbing the dead. So until they're back in the ground, that will always be a concern. Hence the request. And hence the reason why that's in the rules. Why families should be allowed to take possession of their kupuna. And how decision makers, including SHPD, should respect that. But we have to keep in mind, though, OIBC made a recommendation. The final decision maker is SHPD. That's supposed to be what's listed in the formal notification letter. Determination made by the council and which of the recommendations they concur with. That's what we're waiting for. So you cannot say, oh, no, an example, if Haleola wants to take his family and at the same time say, no, Evie can move. We're prepared to. Our ohana is ready to take care of. And speaking of Kalanoi, yeah, she's not my blood relative, but I trained her. And so I had a good sense of her mind and what she was trying to do and all the work that she did to protect Evie Kupuna. I was very proud of what she accomplished. And you're right, she wouldn't be happy looking at this situation going, ah, they disagreeing. But such is the nature of things when you disturb Evie. That's what happens. Called Maha comes. That's what we're experiencing right now. So we want to take possession. And when the time comes, bring Tutu back to put her back where she was originally buried. In the family burial plot. Not move to the side to make way for something else. That is our wish. That is our desire. Mahalo.
Yeah, mahalo, haleolo. Just wanted to say a couple of things to put on record also. And so I guess maybe some points of clarification too. And Mom, also correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm misinterpreting anything that you're saying. Because that's some of the things I want to speak to is that I believe what my mom's trying to communicate here is that we really just want to express the attention to Malama Kupuna, to Malama the Kupuna that we have claims as descendants to, and the way that we see fit. And I believe she's also saying she intends to respect the wishes of other descendants who have claims to their Kupuna to Malama in the way that they are too. So I don't believe she is wanting to prevent anyone, especially those who have lineal ties to their kupuna, and say, like, no, you cannot take them. So, yeah, Mom, please correct me if I'm wrong there. I think the main thing she just wants to get on record, and I talk to her mana or to Malama them, any kupuna that we as our ohana can claim descendancy to in the way that we want, have that voice, and understand that we accept any potential consequences that may occur from however we Malama them, whether that be to decide to leave them in the basement in the interim, or whether we decide, or other ohana decide to take them with them. I think we all, as recognized descendants, understand the komaha, the kuleana that comes with our decisions. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
I'd like to say something, please.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay, so I don't believe the issue is about lineal descendants taking possession or leaving their kupuna in the basement. I believe today's issue is about the cultural descendants and those kupuna who are unidentified. And so for me as a cultural descendant, because I don't know where my kupuna is, for me to say that I would trust the church with the care of his EV or anybody's EV would be so opposite to what I believe in and to what has actually happened with the church, because the church doesn't care about our kupuna. If they did, it would never have dug them up in the first place. So for me as a cultural descendant, I would want those kupuna taken away from the church because I don't trust them. Comes down to trust again. Here we go. 10 11, 12, 20 years later, waiting for justice for our kupuna. And to think that they got to spend one more second in that basement or anywhere on those grounds where any of those people can get a hold of them goes against everything I believe in and everything that I've been fighting for the last 10 or more years. So yeah, I believe this is about the cultural descendancy recognition and the desire of one descendant to say that her ohana, she and her ohana want all those kupuna to stay on the grounds of Kuaihao. And I totally ku'e that mana'o. Mahalo.
Hina.
Yes,
Yalolo. I think you, as a borough council, you know, chairman, you have seen on many of the sites with developers, Howard Hughes being one, and B being all the other developers that my ohana and I have been involved in. We have always advocated to have our iwi kupuna curated on the grounds that they were desecrated. And it's still evident today in a lot of the projects where the kupuna have not left the grounds where they were desecrated. They were in temporary curation until such time they are able to reinter into a burial preserve. In this case, I'm not saying leave in the basement, I'm saying leave on the grounds of Kawaiaha'o. This is something that my kupuna have expressed to me as well as to other families, such as Auntie Elaine Akau, Alex Akau, who had visitations from their kupuna. I had visitations also. So this is just me being the messenger to everyone that my kupuna do not want to leave the grounds of Kawaiaha'o. My kupuna do not want to be rewrapped because they feel that is further desecration on them. So that, you know, but other families, I'm not saying they can't rewrap and they can't do their investigation to take inventory of the moipu. My ohana and I are willing to say that if any of our moipu was taken from iwi kupuna, that heva is on the church and on CSH. But my position, and I can confidently speak on behalf of my auntie Ka'anohi because I know her better, she's my auntie, as well as my cousin Hine has also expressed, they have never taken iwi kupuna home with them. But, you know, I'm not saying everybody else cannot. I'm just saying I'm speaking for the kupuna that I'm being recognized for. And if I understand correctly, then as a lineal descendant, I have a voice then. Is that correct? I have a voice for all, even the ones that are not being spoken for. Am I correct? No. That I don't have to be recognized as a cultural descendant for all of these other iwi kupuna that doesn't have a family member stepping up on their behalf. Is that correct?
He's left the room, but that is not correct.
That's not correct.
As a lineal,
so I would have to be a recognized cultural descendant in order to speak on behalf of the ones that I have proven to Shipti that my ohana and I have ties to all of them.
A lineal descendant is somebody that's in the ground and you walk up to them and say, that's Auntie so-and-so.
Correct. I understand the criteria.
Is a very generalized thing where, you know, you have some iwi in the ground and your family history goes back many, many years to that ahupua and show that you lived in that ahupua and therefore you have a cultural relationship with that person. That's a big difference. Now, as a lineal descendant, as Holly Aloha explained, and as you agree with, if you want to take your iwi, your lineal descendant home with you, then you have that right. And I personally have no qualms about that. But as a cultural descendant, you know, that's the issue that we're talking about here. And as I understand the issue, you are representing here today a bunch of your family members who all agree with you, obviously, and they want to be given cultural descendancy for a set of remains in the church. Is that correct?
Yes, we are wanting to be recognized cultural descendancy to the kupuna that were disinterred that had no other family members step up to claim them.
And your lineal descendancy is with somebody else, with some other kapuna.
Yes, we want to also maintain our lineal descendancy to David Kanuha, Mary Kamaka, and Esther Holstein.
Okay, so we don't go too far down the rabbit hole. The same thing, discussion we had with Leilani Coelho. Okay, but I'm going to read again what I read to Leilani, which is a cultural descendant means, claimant recognized by the council after establishing genealogical connection to Native Hawaiian ancestors who once resided or are buried or both in the same ahupua'a or district in which certain Native Hawaiian skeletal remains are located. That's what's before us today. I hear that there may be some disagreements that are taking place amongst the descendancies. That's beyond us. I mean, that's part of your power as recognized lineal and cultural descendancies is to work out these disagreements, these political or positioning or disagree. All this kukakami'ilio, that's for the descendants to work out. What our job here is to recognize lineal and cultural descendants. And so what we have before us is a cultural descendancy recognition. Right. So I hear your folks' concerns regarding, this is what I assume is about taking custody of the remains. And like how Hale Aloha had mentioned earlier, we did give a recommendation to DLNR, but this is under the jurisdiction of DLNR. OIBC had voiced its support for the descendants in this, if that's what the descendants want. But what it sounds like what the argument is this what the descendants want? But that's not us, that should have no bearing in our decisions here today. It should be the cultural descendancy recognition. Is the Norman Ohana establishing a genealogical connection to Native Hawaiian ancestors who once reside or are buried or both in this ahupua'a? Kalamai. Oye, Valeno.
Mahalo.
Ako'o.
Mahalo. So,
you know, could I ask a point of clarification, Hale Aloha? Okay, so there's a set of iwi in the churchyard. Now that iwi may have come from Hilo. Maybe they were church members, but they lived in Hilo and they want to be buried in the churchyard. Does that mean that somebody who was born and raised in the surrounding ahupua'a of that church has a right to claim cultural descendancy to that those remains? And that's an extreme example, but I'm just...
Well, the answer is yes. So Kiala's, request is consistent that way, yeah? But what I guess is being misunderstood is what does that mean? So becoming a cultural descendant doesn't mean you trump everybody else. It doesn't mean or even if you get another cultural descendant to agree with you, all the recognized cultural descendants have equal standing in their responsibility to those iwi, where you don't know who they are or where they're from. Ultimately, that decision, though, is made by SHPD. That's why we're in the position of requesting SHPD to make a determination to allow the families, both lineal descendants and cultural descendants, to take possession. So I couldn't agree more with Kamanaulana. This is a matter that's outside of the purview of the council in terms of the disagreement.
Yeah.
The recognition or not of Kiala's claim, if it is recognized, then it just means that they now become a voice amongst the rest of the cultural descendants.
Yes.
As to what the treatment of the remains that do not have lineal descendants should be. But the families deal with that, not the council.
Absolutely.
Anymore with Kamanaulana, that's the proper approach. Well, at least that's what the law was designed to do. So he's absolutely right. He's part of that power, part of that responsibility. It's incumbent upon us to deal with the issue. But the problem, and obviously we're in disagreement, is because, you know, we were sending emails saying we couldn't take possession of our family. So that I take issue with.
Who sent the emails?
You, Kiala.
I said you cannot take my kupuna.
Well, we wasn't going to. We made that
your kupuna. Just leave my kupuna alone. So
never.
Don't be twisting the story here, Hale Aloha.
Anything. I'll provide the text of those messages and let the council decide. But the point is, that's a discussion that's supposed to be occurring amongst us, not in front of the council.
Yeah. Do you understand that if you're a cultural descendant, you have to negotiate with all the other cultural descendants?
Correct.
As to what you do with the Ivi Kupuna, right? Correct.
Exactly. That is why I'm asking for cultural recognition, because apparently everybody else who was recognized cultural descendants feel that as a lineal descendant, I have no voice. So that is why I'm coming forward, and I have proven to Shipti that we do in fact have cultural ties to the Ivi Kupuna there.
And it's important that you understand you're one of many inputs, not the input.
I think I understand that, but apparently other individuals do not understand that. That is why I'm coming forward.
Oh, no, I think we understand this well, actually.
I have a question. I wanted to direct it to Hina.
Go ahead.
Being that we've put together over this last hour that the expectation is for cultural descendants to work together.
Say that again.
Is the expectation for cultural descendants to work together?
Well,
in coming to resolutions,
the ideal is for all of the descendants at whatever level of recognition that brings you to the table, that you be able to and amiable to communicate with one another, agree to disagree, be ready, able, and willing to hear the various points and perspectives that will come out. But you know, this is another elephant in the room. There's bad blood between descendants. And so, you know, I can see why Keala is coming forward. I know why Keala is coming forward, because the lineal descendancy recognition has not served her to the fullest. And that's why she's putting herself out here to us. And in fact, according to what I heard Hale Aloha say earlier, you know, I don't think that there's anything in our process that says she cannot come forward for a subsequent recognition. It's usually not done. Sorry, but, I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, Hale Aloha. Is there anything that precludes a descendant from coming forward yet again? Because
No.
Right. And therefore... And therefore, you know, I know that we can proceed from today, but I have a concern that later on down the road, that this will set the precedent for anybody else to come forward for what other level of recognition to the same discussion circle. And
yeah, Hina, can I? Sorry, this elephant gotta leave the room.
Why elephant?
But I gotta go. But
bye, Elifani. Thank you.
You guys can vote without me.
Oh,
this is the last voting.
I'm gonna leave too.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Okay.
All right. Hi.
I don't choose to be on any part of the issue regarding Carolyn's request to become a descendant. But what I do take issue with is that if we are going to if non-chair, if you intend to revisit the motion that was made, and if we take into context Carolyn's comments about my husband, which of course is unsubstantiated and entirely her opinion, which is, we have enough class to leave that permission, that things with her. So what we can point to complete and documented minutes is that if her premise is that my husband has been trying to stop her recognition, then go back a couple months, right? Because we never tried to step in and stop her family from doing Koleana, but you bet your sweet ass you can look up the minutes and all the comments she made about me and my essay, right? So that's one. I'm ready to eat the elephant now. So two, we went support her the same time she went not support us. So when we talk about the dissension of amongst descendants, that's not coming from us. Because when you put Kupuna first, everybody else in the room is irrelevant. And so I could care less how this goes. But what I do take issue with is if we're talking about looking at whether or not my husband is able to make a motion, then let's look at the motions that he made to support her descendancy claim. And we see if her assertions are true. It's other than that, you're talking out your ass. So grow up.
I take issue with what Kalihua is saying only because when my mother came forward a couple years ago to be recognized as a lineal descendant, your husband, Mana, along with others, planned on, and I have witnesses, I've had several people who came forward to tell me that you guys did not make quorum specifically to not recognize my mom and her ohana. So I can make that claim. Yeah. And there are records of that as well. And it is only after we did our ho'oponopono that you guys, you and your husband, supported us in our recognition. It was only after that. So yeah, that is on record.
Every single email.
So anyway,
in addition to Antica, I know his email about her niece. So grow up, lady. Stick to the issue.
No, you grow up. You need to grow up. You need to grow up. Antica Anohi, not even your ohana. You not even our ohana.
But I am a lineal descendant of Kanopa and Kamaka. Remember that.
This is between the two ohana. Yeah. We have already a motion that was on the floor, obviously.
Yeah.
It was...
Again, just for clarity, my motion to defer had nothing to do with whether or not she could prove her descendancy claim. It was the fact that I'm not going to sit here and be accused of anything falsely by Keala Norman. She's full of shit. I have documented proof that your Auntie Ka'anohi was okay with curation off-site. So don't be trying to claim that you have her mana'o on your side because you're full of shit.
I have more claim than you do. But there was a motion on the floor to recognize me and my ohana as cultural before yours.
Yeah, my motion stands to defer to the next meeting.
I'll second that.
With all due respect, I think that any effort to defer this, no offense to you, Mana, but because the concerns that we're hearing, I think that the motion should come from somebody else. But at the same time, I would like to acknowledge to the
Chuck. I'll move that it be deferred till the next meeting.
Thank you, Chuck.
Did anybody second that? Somebody thanked it, but...
Okay, my reason for trying to defer this, obviously it was going down this road an hour ago, is that we have a burial treatment plan discussion that's next on the agenda. And for me, issues like burial treatment plans trumps any other issue. So the fact that we're here going around in circles, like it doesn't, I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass if her and her whole entire family become cultural descendants. I was the one who cockolded every single one of their recognitions in the past 6 months that they've been around. My issue is we're going around in circles, and we have a burial treatment plan next on the agenda. So, and two, nobody should have to sit here and be lied about.
You know, I'm on public record. I made the motion to give us a month's time for cooler heads to calm down and prevail.
That's right. And I'm seconding the motion just for that fact. It's no offense to you, Kiala, Norman. It's getting personal. It's getting heated. And this kind of discussion does not belong on the Oahu Island Burial Council table. I know you guys have disagreements, but we simply passed the lineal and cultural descendancy recognition portions.
There's one person in this room that's benefiting from this discussion. Yep. And I'll leave it up to you to decide, find out who that one person is.
And so I second the motion to allow for that 1 minute, the 1 month cooling down period.
A motion has been put forward and it's been seconded. Before I ask for all in favor, I really hope that you guys' descendants can pull you guys' selves together somehow.
This is a mama for me, I'm kind of lure because the families aren't together. There's actual fighting going on here. So right now I'm kind of low about it
There really isn't fighting. You can pull the whole group. There isn't fighting.
And the truth is, what family no fight? But what we're not going to stand beside anymore.
Whatever you want to call it, it's not for this council.
You're right. And so I'm going to apologize for my statements. But what I'm going to let you folks know is, can only stand by and have somebody shed on you for so long. And you was all in the room when she was shedding on us. And I'm going to plant my feet firmly. Because when somebody shed on me, they're shedding on my kupuna. And they're shedding on my kids. So I can be a bigger person. Anytime Carolyn, her mother, her family like me, I make myself available again. Because at the end of the day, it's about the kupuna, and I can set my ego aside for them. For Kiala, when you like, let me know. I can meet you at one park, and we can settle this. And it never has to be in front of this group
again. And you talk about growing up. You're really showing your age now.
I'm telling you that juvenile. I will meet you.
You are a juvenile.
Okay.
Chair, can you take control of this meeting?
I call for the question. I call for the question, which means in Robert rules, we vote on it.
One moment.
Kalamai, it's Leslie here. Just for clarification for our records, what is the motion that is being presented at this point right now?
The motion that was seconded by Mana, no, it was seconded by Kamanao, is that we defer this issue until next month.
Okay, mahalo, we have it right. Mahalo.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Kanalua.
3 aye. 1 Kanalua. And I don't know whether I want to be Kanalua or I just don't want to say anything. I like you guys' work on coming to a different place of communication, damn it. Come on, everybody.
Absolutely.
Come on. Let's not put ourselves in the weeds about this. I ask you guys, everybody across the board, when you guys going to have to get in front of each other, whether it's online or in person, I ask all of you to accept the fact that you will not agree. I ask all of you to please use the best, the highest level of communication and diplomacy that you can, knowing that you guys are not going to agree with each other. Okay? Because without all of the descendants being united, it's going to be hard for this borough council to get behind a body of descendants. And then, if you think that the descendants will prevail in this struggle, it may just not, because the descendants will not be in accord with each other. I get it. Everybody get different viewpoints. I get it. Everybody has... I'm sitting here listening, and I can see every time Ke'ala was right for this point, and then Mana was right on another point, and everybody has different points that at some point in time, you had a little bit of truth to it. But now, if you guys cannot pull it together, then even more so, your united voice on behalf of the Kupuna is impaired. Please, can you guys work on how you guys talk to each other? That's all. Mm-hmm. Everybody. My aloha to all of you guys who come forward for descendancy recognition, lineal and cultural. You guys the one going awamoro kuleana. I'm going to sleep good at night knowing that as long as I put my voice of support behind what you as a cumulative body can be amiable to. Because you have put forward your voices. The more hooky-hooky that comes from the descendants, the more you going to put the responsibility on the borough council to come up with what we as a body might say. And then we're really going to be potentially at odds with each other. Because that's what used to happen before, where the borough council acted independently of the descendants. And in this case, some descendants might be happy and some descendants might not. And that's going to be more bad blood to impact not only us, but our generations that come forward. That's my biggest worry. And I don't want our next generations, no matter who, which one of you guys, kids and grandkids, going to have to come, because always going to have that bad blood between the families because there was discord in this discussion. I'm sorry. I don't mean any of you guys any ill will. I don't even want to try to tell you guys how to reconcile this issue. But we have to be better than this. There are so few Hawaiians in our home. Our Hawaiians have gone. They're gone. That's why only this small group right here. And it's only us. So since we deferred today then, can we please, everybody go back to our corner, take a deep breath. When you guys come back to each other and look at each other on the computer or in the face, can you guys please, like, let's not try to swear. Let's not try to come from a place of I'm right, you wrong. Let's try to come from a place of to have aloha for each other. Because if we don't have aloha for each other, in the end, we're screwed. Too few Hawaiians and too many outside interests. Even between you guys as descendants and the church. The Hawaiians at the church, you guys might be opposed to what they feel. And they're Hawaiians as well. And then what? More bad blood between them. And then nobody wins. because we're all not going to like each other. Aloha to all you guys.
And by Hana Boy, Colel Mihia Uncle. I live on Makemake, Paho, Pakikia, Ikea, Coleana. Nicoleo, ha, ha, and about every white Ikea, Ivo, Uncle, Ikevo, Hecoleana, Co, Kela, Mikea, Awamoi, Nocopono, Canui, Nocopono, Nakupuna. A como piha kuva hi ohana e awa mo e niki me ka mea I ho kule ana ia. A mamuli o keia ano kau maha. Hono ana e ho puka manao. A ale hiki ke ai ia ke la ano e ho o mau ke la mai, ke la mole. A ka oiei he vahi leo piha me ke aloha keia no o kau paka hi hau. E ha lele vau. E puka vau I waho, e pule vau, e ho o mai mai vau, e ho o mai mai vau I kau na vena a ho I mai. No kame ale ana pau ke kule ana, a ole ana lawa na kanaka na mako e awamoa I ke kule ana, ale vau ai ho o kahi, e ho o ka avele mai au mai ko u kule ana. A ale vau ho o ka avele ya hai I kona awamoana I kona kule ana. No leila, kala mai I ko u. I kaika, ka ula vena pupuka, ko u leo, piha I ke aloha ole. Nolele, pa alele vau, he ho I mai koe, alele komo piha ho vau. Kala mai, he o ko apau.
Mahalo.
Chair, if I could just speak very briefly. Mako'u ano he keiki. I'm not at that point where I'm necessarily a makua yet who can really sit on this place and really have my own voice. But to sit here and listen to my mother and my father hurt, all we're trying to do is awamoa koleana. And this has been going on for some time. So I hope you guys really, really do listen to what my parents are saying, is that this is not coming from a place of ino. This is not coming from a place of eha. My family has always stood firm from the time I was born in awamu kuleana. And all we are trying to do is to awamu our kuleana. And all the hakaka, although this may not be the place for it, comes from a place of we're all just trying to awamu our kuleana. So I once again want to mahalo all of you for your work, for helping to facilitate some sort of discussion, and for standing firm in your guys' ability to awama what kuleana you guys have as well. So mahalo nui.
Mahalo I mahalo.
Mahalo nui.
Mahalo.
Aloha kakua, to keep this brief too, I just want to say mahalo again. And Kalamani, know that there's a lot of dissension here, a lot of pilikia, as we see, is symptomatic of the aha that our kupuna are going through as well. It's unfortunate that we have this pilikia, especially when we're all in strong agreement of what should ultimately be done with kupuna and returning them to their moi loa without any further disturbance. Kako'o, the decision to keep this discussion among the descendants outside of this council and have that between the descendants, respect the mana'o of everyone shared, whether it be an agreement or not, and send aloha to us all. Aloha to our kupuna. Mahalo.
Mahalo,
Ike
Po'o.
Mahalo. Just one parting final mana'o that I have too. And it's back to when I was talking to Leilani Coelho for her cultural descendancy recognition. It says, okay, first lesson, number one, what really tripped me out last month was how was your mentality. Because mentality number one is, for me, has always been the whole purpose why we're here is to let the kupuna rest, to go to sleep, and ultimately become one with the honua.
And when we come in with Hakaka, when we come in with Eha in our hearts, like how can they go to sleep? How can they rest if the lineal and cultural descendants are in a place in turmoil? Because always, if instead of focusing on each other, maybe, and I'm not sure if this is going to help at all, but it's basically, yeah, focusing on the kupuna and what it'll take to have, what is the best decision that we make to have the kupuna rest in the moiloa? And that's where I want to go anyway, is to have our kupuna rest peacefully forever. Kalamai.
Mahalo. Ladies and gentlemen, at this current point in time, well, on this list, INJ, there's a draft borough treatment plan for Hale Vaiolu and an update on bills in the legislature. There's also a non-business item as well as inadvertent communication, of which a particular interest to me is item B, the inadvertent discovery at Waimanalo Bay Beach Park project. It is of interest to me because I was just called by one of the city councilmen inquiring about this. So, do we have representation to share this draft borough treatment plan today?
Hina, if I could interrupt a second.
Yes.
This is Matt with CSH. We can defer that item. We did not succeed in getting the archaeological inventory survey approved at this time. So we'll come back before you for determination at the next meeting.
Mahalo. Thank you. I appreciate that. And there it is. Okay. So noted, Vice Chair, so noted. Thank you. Hold on. Shoot, where did it go?
It's item.
Okay, and then update. Regina, Ledge update.
Hey, aloha, this is Regina. The legislative update, I can provide a more comprehensive update at a later time because I do know that the Fukumitu Ohana have been waiting for quite some time to provide testimony on the non-business agenda item. And I really would like to afford them an opportunity if the YBC sees fit to share some of the concerns that they have about the work that's going on down in Hakipu'u. Oya vale no.
Kako.
Mahalo.
Ako oval. Mahalo for waiting all this time.
Oh, no.
Aloha.
Aloha. I know you guys are on a really short like time schedule now, and you have other issues to discuss. We put together a PowerPoint of the issue that's going on right now. I also sent it to Leslie and asked her to forward it to the burial council members so that you guys have the actual document. Would you guys have enough time to be able to go through at least the PowerPoint quickly?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh, shoot. I think Leslie's going to have to bring up. It says that I can't. Is it up on your guys' screen,
the PowerPoint
itself?
Yes, it is.
Okay, sorry. I think it would have let me share my screen, but then it's probably better if you have it up. So the issue that we were bringing up is actually a burial site in Hakipu'u on Mackay side of Cam Highway on Johnson Road.
What? What?
The burial site actually had grading and grubbing done on it already. That burial site was discussed previously during another burial site issue that we were having on Johnson Road. And we have a map with the graves listed. It's actually a map from 1933 by Harvey and Wright, and it has the graves on that map. And that's the area that's being developed on, that TMK. You can go to the next screen. This was just the Hakipu'u Mahele, and that Queen Kalama was actually given the property in Hakipu'u. Yeah,
it was the Mahele, and she was the Konohiki, Queen Kalama.
Yeah. And then, so this here is a photo of Hakipu'u before.
This is mid-1800s.
With the Lo'i terraces that are now, they have site numbers. They're registered with SHPTI.
That'll be this lower Lo'i area. And if you look at the dark spot, I don't know if you can see my cursor, that would be Pua Kea Heiau, the dark spot at the base of the Mauka.
And the area that we're discussing would be kind of on this end of the...
To the right side of your... map. Lower right side of the screen.
You can go to the next screen. This is just an aerial shot of the area that we're discussing. The property is down here. Go to the next screen. The boundaries of Hakipu'u, if anyone didn't know where Hakipu'u is located at. You can go to the next screen. This is the original Kuleana lands that were awarded in Hakipu'u with the property being down here. This is the area where the graves are. Next screen. The two Kuleana land awards that are on that property are Kayo and Ino Ino.
So Kayo is our lineal kupuna. Ino Ino is my fourth great-grandfather. And Kayo was his stepfather. His blood father is also has LCA in the valley as well. He is Kuahilani, which is maybe 200 yards, 300 yards away from Kayo and Ino Ino, up towards the top of the mountain.
You can go to the next screen. This is the list, the LCA awards in Hakipu'u. Ino Ino and Kayo are on that for that property, that land. Next screen, please. This is the current GIS map on the city and county TMK database with the parcel number, the address, and the LCA awardees that are included in that parcel number, which is Kayo, Ino Ino, Kuana, Noa Noa, and Kalama. It's just a good, obvious description of where the area is that we're discussing. Next slide. Sorry, thank you. This is the current plat map. I don't know why on the current map the LCA awards aren't there anymore, but it does have some of the old sites, like the pond that originally was there, that's not now. Next slide. All of this stuff I'm real just forward to you guys just to make it take less time. A history of that.
Yeah, this is just a history of the kupuna that are in the area on this specific site on the TMK 49003002. And this Hakipu'u is extremely significant. I mean, home to Kaha'i, to La'a Maikahiki, to a lot of very, very respected chiefs, kahuna, kings, queens. And this would be a very significant area for us.
And the Kuleana land already Ino is actually referenced in the Kumulipo, where Hiaka calls out to Ino's family.
As she passes through, going past Kaneohe Bay into Waikane, and she's calling out to the Ino family as she is making that turn.
So that's that LCA award, which is our Ohana's direct ancestor, fourth generation, our fourth great-grandfather, who's buried on that lot. Next slide. And sorry, technology things isn't our strong suit. We do a lot of Aina stuff, not so much computer things. This is also just information regarding that property and the history of that property. Next slide. There's four registered historic sites in Hakipu'u. Three of those historic sites are abutting or on top of the TMK number that we were showing you guys where the graves are. Moli'i Fish Pond is abutting it. Hakipu'u of the property, it has a site number. The Hakipu'u Mound is in the corner of the property. It goes up to the house. Next slide. This is a
blown up view, and you can see Moli'i Fish Pond in a large, large traced out area. And adjacent to that, going up to your left side of your screen, going up toward the left, that would be your Lo'i Terrace, and it would come around by your stream entrance, which would be your burial mound, which is on a notes for another map.
Next screen. Next one, please.
That's just the registration.
So this is the actual Hakipu'u Lo'i terraces that go through the property that is in question that has the burial site. It, where the grading and grubbing took place. This, it has a site number.
So that picture, that old picture that you guys saw in the beginning of the Hakipu'u Lo'i terrace, and you can see Pua Keaheao. That would be like almost to the middle of your screen if you were to imagine. So this is just a really big aerial shot. And so if you can see the lower right side of the screen, that would be like obvious Lo'i areas, what is now ponds for aquaculture. And so the lower corner, bottom right corner, is the site that we're talking about.
And it has this historic site on it. Next screen. Another site that is listed on that TMK, that property, is the Hakipu'u Mound. It goes right up to the house on the property where the grading and grubbing was being done.
And this site also is, pretty much attached. If you go, if you're looking to the top left of your screen, that's where the Lo'i Terrace would be attached to. I would say roughly maybe 100 yards away or less from this mound would be the historic site of the Hakipu'u Lo'i Terrace.
Next screen. And then this is the map by Wright Harvey and Wright in 1933 with graves listed. If you see it, it's right next to the old stream. Up against, it's bordering Ino's LCA award and adjacent to Kyle. It's in the middle of that properties, like that TMK number is right in the middle of it. Where the
That's graves marked on this lower side. The mounds would be to the left side of the screen, almost out of the screen a little, but still in the lower left side of the screen. The Lo'i Terrace would be almost your whole upper left side of the screen. That would be all Lo'i Terrace.
Next. So this is just the old stream bed was actually moved over when they built a house. It originally is where it said old stream, and it included a pond, but that made it kind of hard to determine where those grave sites were because the stream, the whole entire stream is moved over. But this was just a description of where the old stream was.
There are still remnants of the pond on these maps. One map on your right, on the lower right side, it says pond. On your map on the left, I'm assuming this protruding side on the right top part of the screen would be considered a pond.
Next slide. Also, the graves are listed in the field books and maps by J.F. Brown in 1880 and 1887. Next screen. These are the maps that he used, or that he made for 1878 and 1880 of Hakipu'u and Kualoa coastline. There's a lot of trees listed on it, and the stream, the pond is ponds that were that aren't in existence now are listed on that map. Next screen. On this map from 1878, it actually cites ruins on that property that we're discussing with the graves. It just has like a squared out area that says Hakipu'u ruins, and it's near the burial site that's on the map.
And all these little marks are all indicators for, I'm not sure if everyone's with maps, but
the datum points.
All these little squiggly lines and obvious marks they all mean something. And in the field notebooks, he explains what they all are.
One moment, hold on. Regina, council member coming out, Olana Mills, got kicked out. Can you please let him back in? Thank you.
Basically, that grave site area and that property lot, and Kyle is direct Ohana. The Ohana that's buried there is our Ohana's ancestors.
Direct, yeah, we're direct descendants. We have it on the slide as well that shows our lineage going back to the Kuleana lots and so forth. Are we good on this?
Yeah. Next slide.
Are we good?
These are the field maps from 1880 by Brown. Where
so the maps you were looking at before, this is his field notes, and this sort of explains a lot of a lot of points that he was standing on, looking at, abbreviations and markings.
There's graves listed on that property throughout his field maps with the actual coordinates of those graves. He has, next slide. There's numerous areas. There's Makai grave.
Yeah, so your left side of the screen, if you can kind of see it, it's in script, it's a little old, but like your second word down is grave. And if you follow the words, then you'll see another grave and another. I think there's three on this left side page. And this is specifically in the Hakipu'u area.
On the Makai,
yeah,
where that property is at.
And there's also many other historical attributes that he lists for the area, which was Lele'ivi, which was Kumalai, which was a lot of significance.
Next slide. These are just more of the field notes with the different datum points listed. You can do that next slide. Sorry, I'm trying to get through it faster so you guys aren't stuck on this. Next slide. This is for the Hakipu'u survey map. Next slide. all of these little points on here are datum points that clearly describe graves in that area by the old stream where the graves are marked on the 1933 map. Next slide. More of the field notes and the different sites that are listed. Next set slide. This is on the property. This is around the area that it says mound, Hakipu mound, that has a site number. It's also an area that was being cleared out with the work being done on that property.
So your top left screen, that would be, would you say, Kaneohe side of the property, which would be mound cropping. Mm-hmm. Top right is where the entry of the water would go, that would say old stream, would go into the pond. The bottom right is what is covered up underneath the bottom right, all the bushes, is where the entryway of the stream, old stream and pond should be. And the bottom left is just an ocean side view of the property looking in.
Next slide. This is just documentation of Ino Ino Zohana, that's his daughter Melanie Ini'i. In 1890, the census showed that their ohana was still responsible for that property and caring for the graves and the land in itself. So next slide. And then a 1918 tax ledger also showing that Ino's kuleana was still under the responsibility of their family.
Into the early 1900s, we were still a big part of that kuleana down there. Still a big part of caretaking, a lot of the access there.
Next slide. These are all the native testimony from the Bureau of Archives, basically stating the different people who had passed in Hakipu'u, the dates that they passed, and the native testimony of where they were buried.
Their cousins, all have testimony stating, this was my cousin, he is buried here. And we have a few testimonies.
Yeah, so there's a lot of testimonies that we included with the documents for the burial council, just because going through all of them would be kind of a lot, but it's native testimony from 1853 and up until like 1890, discussing those who had passed, because they didn't actually have a death certificate, but this is basically like their death certificate, and then claiming where they were buried.
A lot of the kuleana land was passed on from generation to generation, but if you didn't have a will, then you would have to search out someone that could make a statement saying that your ohana had passed and you are the next of kin. So a lot of these early 1800s into like the Mahele and Kuleana, you had to have some sort of testimony for the state to say that you're legit.
Or that the person had actually passed away.
The passing of the person. And it was usually, if not two people, a handful of people that would have testimony.
Yeah. And you can, the next slide, you can probably just click through the next five slides. These are just the native testimony. And so here's, this is the ohana burial on the property. These are the actual names of those that we know from oral testimony and from documentation that are actually buried on that TMK map. One of those that is really, really close to our ohana is Ino and Paku, who's,
Ino and Paku were husband and wife. And Kayo, the next name down, was his stepdad. Kao was his mother. And his real dad passed away, so Kayo had resumed his parental role. And Ino and Paku had they had 12 children. And a majority of their children passed away, if not in youth, but from various like smallpox, plague, certain small diseases. So they didn't live like full term into 50 or 60 years old. They mostly died, if not within the first 5 years, definitely before their 30s and 40s, majority of them passed without children. And they were still under the responsibility of Ino and Paku, which were their parents. And in a lot of the areas, your Kuleana land is your home, and different, I'm not sure all burial practices, but I know that they would keep their ohanas very close to them. So on this aina that the work is being done is where Ino and Paku would spend most of their time. That was one of their best places.
And their children are buried on that property that the work's being done.
Sorry to cut you short. I have to leave everybody.
Oh no.
4 o'clock conference. Oh, but mahalo kahi no ki ia halawai. Hina mahalo no ko alaka I maya ana ia mako. Mahalo no, mahalo no, mahalo no.
Mahalo.
Yo we.
So the next slide. This is also Mele Kaialau, Haleakala. All of these family members are listed as being buried, and in oral testimony has been passed down, being buried on that property. Next slide. This is just Ino's Kuleana claim for that land, and the claim that his father had passed, and that's kind of how he got the claim. So that's also who would be buried on that property, would be Ino's actual biological father. Next slide. This is just the meets and bounds, or the survey map of that, of Ino's actual Kuleana Lang award. It's hard because you guys can't see my mouse, but the boundaries of the property, it had tea leaf fencing, and it's actually listed in the survey for Kaio as Konohiki fence. And the area where that gravesite on the map is also listed as Konohiki land. The last Konohiki of Hakipu'u would have been the Queen
Kalama. And so this Kuleana lot would be bordering Konohiki land. Now this slide is all in Hawaiian. All is all aloha.
Next slide.
In English, translated.
Next slide. This is Ino's three remaining surviving children made a statement in 1927 claiming that all their siblings had passed, and they had passed when they were very, very young, and they had passed in Hakipu'u. So it's just more documentation of who is buried on that site. Ino's children, Ino, Paku, his wife. So it's just documentation proving whose graves are on that site. Next slide. This is Kyle's probate, where it says it's proving that he had deceased and passed in Hakipu'u as well. Next slide. Next slide. In this probate, it actually says, claims for his father that he is dead. He knows his grave in Hakipu'u. He didn't see his dead body, was not present for the burial, but the next day after, he was shown his grave. So that correlates with the oral testimony that Ohanas have passed down about Ino's parents, about Ino himself. Next slide. This is also about the same, essentially a death certificate.